Our friend to the show, Lunell, is on the phone this morning. Lunell. So,
that's right.
Go check her out in Vegas at the SLS Hotel.
Yes, sir. Every Sunday at 7-ish. Yeah, We'll say between seven and eight. Every Sunday at the SLS Hotel and Casino. It's lit. It's a great room. It's a great time. And I'm very, very, very proud to be one of the African Americans whose face is plastered all over Las Vegas since we've only been able to stay in the doggone hotels that we work in within the last 50 years. Don't forget that.
Yeah, Black history. That's right. Have you talked to your friend and student, Wendy Williams? How's she doing?
As I was saying, I was just on the show last week when she did the big Sober House reveal. And actually, Wendy is, going through a little patch. Not unlike anybody who is battling a drug and or liquor problem. But the smart people get help for themselves. The other people just drag everybody down around them. So, you know, I think she's pretty brave to go through what she's going through publicly in her personal life and at the same time maintain the number one spot in daytime TV through it all.
She's got the number one spot?
Ask Ellen.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And has had it for a while, you know. So we can say whatever, you can think whatever. People lie, numbers don't lie. She's number one and will be, you know. So I'm very proud of her, and I'm, you know, riding with her because, you know, women got to support women.
Yeah.
And addictions aren't easy to deal with because none of us knows what happens to none of us when you close that door at night. There's so many secrets that come to the light, you know, and I'm just very proud of her.
Of course you've met Kevin. What's your impression of Big Kevin?
I would not be able to answer the question on the basis of it might incriminate me or be my health would be at risk.
Okay, understood. She was on TV yesterday without her ring. Without a ring, it says.
Without the ring that we know her for. She had another ring on, but it was not the ring.
It's not the ring. It's her wedding ring.
Yeah.
And if she did not have her wedding ring on, she said that she goes back home and gets it when she don't have it. So that may be significant. It could just be a wardrobe malfunction. Doubt it. But, film at 11, right? We'll see what's going on. You know, she don't have no phone, so I can't text her. You can't have a phone in rehab. So I can't find out.
Did you all talk about perhaps helping her as she maybe comes back out on the road and does comedy again, or, you know, takes another stab at that?
You know, unlike people who live under the illusion of being a comedian, Wendy is not one and will be the first one to admit it. She had a bucket list. She did what she's doing. She did what she did. She asked for my help. She did it. And I think she's moved on. That's like saying, am I holding my breath to see Wendy back on Broadway? GTFOH, right? So I don't think that's going to happen again in anytime soon. However, if she does decide to do it, hey, I'm here to lend a helping hand at anything she needs, you know?
So what's on your bucket list, Lunell, right now? Having done, you know, you just finished the whole celebrity season with Star Is Born, your special in which you appeared with some pretty significant female comedians, women of a certain age on Showtime. And you've got your residency. What else is on your list? What's next for you?
I think the ultimate thing for me is to try to get my television show that I've been trying to get for so many years. You know, they got television shows about barbecue. They got television shows about alligator hunting. They got television shows about hillbillies in the woods. But they have not given me mine yet, and they do have to give it to you. So
let me hear your pitch.
Well, you know, if you want your ratings to go high, if you want to make more money than you've ever made, if you want to discover the 30-year next best thing, put your money on the short thing and let Lunell's show get on the air. And there it is. That's what give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying?
And what content are you going to give them?
Well, actually, I've always wanted to have a show that was like Hugh Hefner's Playboy After Dark, mm-hmm. where you sit around and you chill, you have some drinks, talk to celebrities, have some performers, and just have a real light and conversational and fun and late night. That's what I would like. But if they want me to pitch laundry detergent and at this point, I'll be on it at 7 in the morning, I'll take that. I'm not picky. Just get me on the air so I don't have to run up and down the airport and fly in the air as much. You know, the road is very, very taxing. There's, especially during the winter, there's plane delays and there's cancellations. And no matter how tough you think you are, you end up sleeping in an airport. And I'm like, over it. So I'm trying to get this show so that I can go out on the road maybe twice a month instead of every week. And I can make some real coin for a change. So that's what I really, really want is my TV show. And then ultimately, I just had an audition when I was in New York for a Broadway play.
Oh.
I started off in theater. Uh-huh. I certainly have a voice for theater. So I want to go back to Broadway. I want to go back to theater later in my season, you know?
Oh, that's
neat. But, you know, if the people follow me on Instagram at Lunell, at LUENELL, you can keep up with all my activities. You can see me in Las Vegas, little clips. You can see me. I just did a video with Nick Cannon last night. And so got some big things coming, baby. Keep your eye on the prize.
Oh, that is great.
Lunell.
That's all right, Tom. I don't want to go on your stinky ship. I almost killed myself last time partying too much. My God.
Then my work is done.
That's good work on his part.
That's good work for me. If I can almost kill you, I've done good work.
Well, you almost killed me. I'm not over it. I ain't been in 4 years. I'm still catching up. Still out my booty.
All right. And tell your sister I said hello.
I will, Tom. Thank you so much.
Yeah.